The Neo-Urban Chronique by Froggy the Frenchie. Hello everybody, dear friends, Vanacom. Salut, Giuseppina, ça va?
Giuseppina.
Okay, one more time, Giuseppina. So, you know what today? It's a famous day when we have to ask 4 smart questions, 3 stupid questions, and 1 off-topic questions.
Super, Froggy, thank you. Given the title of the chronic, bizarre as it sounds, one might be able to wonder if silence is allowed to speak on the radio.
Exactly, exactly. Which leads us to question the duty of speech.
Correct. On the radio, we cannot be silent. Somebody must speak. It is like that.
Exactly, exactly, Giuseppina. Otherwise...
Ma Giuseppina, ma dai, Marcello, Froggy.
No, please, don't time accept. Bon, okay, I'll call you Pina.
Okay, bravo.
Allora, where I was? Where? Otherwise, where are we going?
Ma correct. Already, I wonder. You know, this is with a woman's intuition, since we have a precise sense of intuition, how to put it.
Yes, I see, I can see perfectly. Thanks to the development of my feminine aspect, you know. I can also intuit that you are asking yourself the question of the...
Yes, absolutely. The question of who invented the radio.
Correct. Who invented the radio? It must have happened over 100 years ago, no?
I'm sure that if we scratch the history of radio a little, we will discover a great secret. Wait, I'm going to search on my smartphone.
What, now?
Hey, but yes, of course, this is the modern world, Froggy. Wake up. Oh, my God.
What? It is a French?
Ma not at all, Froggy. Dai, it's in Italian.
No, it's not possible.
Ma sì, the fact is here.
In Italian, it's impossible.
Okay, I read. So, it is to the Italian Guglielmo Marconi that the discovery of the radio is, however, attributed from 1896. So, my dear Froggy, sorry, but the radio is therefore, like mozzarella, an Italian invention, a fantastic invention, extraordinary, incredible, but true.
Ah, yeah? Oh, so I can say we now see, with the eyes of an adapted awareness, that there is no hazard, especially hazard made in Italy. A historical continuation took place against all odds. And our understanding of this radiophonic events that was the birth of Auroville Radio now seems obvious, legitimate, even supremely legitimate.
Ma bravo, Froggy. Good, you catch up very fast, indeed. Who are the creators of Auroville Radio?
I don't know.
Italians?
Ah, yeah?
Yes, of course, and this belongs to the karmic domain. There is not much we can do about this determinism. It's like that. And do you know why, Froggy?
No.
No, of course. But your ignorance now, in the face of this revelation, must leave you in a happy feeling and in a state of good-natured admiration.
Oh, mamma mia! I am in this state. What a beautiful admiration.
That is why it seems undeniable to me to ask some question to a silent person. A man whose words are also the silence of speech. A man in charge of Auroville Radio. And even more, who of course, one who we will have guessed it, is luckily not French, but very much Italian.
Oh, how fantastic it is. A real, real Italian here. But I dream. Quickly, Giuseppina, ask him question before he run away.
Yes, Froggy, good idea. Allora, dear Stefano, why this love of radio in our Aurovillian Italian community? Is it really karmic?
Oh, yeah, it's karmic. Absolutely.
Yes, so you agree?
Yeah.
Would you like to elaborate anything else?
Elaborate!
Can I explain better? It's karmic because in Italy we had a great story about radios. There were, in the 70s, there were a lot of free radios, and they continue for a long time there until the use of frequencies was a bit more regulated. And now there are also, we can say, independent radios that they are very interesting.
But that is fantastic. I didn't know that. Froggy, did you know?
I did not know, so.
No, it's really interesting. And did you listen to Italian radio as a child?
Well, when I was teenager, I started to listen to the radios. Before, it was just about music played by my parents. Beatles.
Oh, fantastic.
De André.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah. Famous Italian one. Yeah.
Yeah. Things like this.
And so did you do radio in Italy?
I didn't do radio, but I was listening a lot. Sometimes I went to these radios, independent radios. I was living in Bologna, and there was this radio called Radio Città. And there was another one that was born later, that was Radio Città del Capo, in which we were in contact because it was in the political movement, and they were interested to give us voice, you know.
No,
so
that's amazing.
Yeah. And then I moved to Milano, and in Milano there is Radio Popolare that I'm listening right now also. I mean, not now, but usually in these days I used to listen to.
Radio Popolare, I will listen.
Yeah.
And Froggy, do you want to ask a question?
What was your job in Italia?
The one I'm doing now also, it's a sound engineer, but also video maker, video editor.
Fantastico.
I mean, I did a lot of other jobs.
Okay,
these were the main.
Yeah. We don't want to have more secret about you.
No.
Want something more?
It will be for next time.
Okay,
Stefano. Now I have a very more personal questions.
Oh,
you are also a musician, bass player, I think. Why did you choose the bass as an instrument?
Because it's the most beautiful instrument I could play. I mean, I love bass. And
yeah, because there is only four strings.
Well, yeah. It's between the drum and the guitar. It's between the rhythm and the harmonic parts.
But
and
you play only
it's everything together, and it's very interesting for me.
You play only bass, you don't play guitar, you don't play other
things. No, I play some guitar, I try sometimes to play drum, but I sing in the Orwell choir also.
Oh, he sings?
Yeah.
We did not know that.
No, it's fantastic revelation. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Second question. Recently, we saw you on stage with a punk band. The singer was also Italian, Mirko. What is this punk, No Future, Delirium in the City of the Future?
Good question.
Huh?
Good question.
Tell us. What does it mean?
Punk is, the attitude of punk is to take out the truth from life with the music, okay? So I had a long story with punk in Italy, and I would like to show this truth through the music also in Autoville. I mean,
what is truth?
Truth.
Truth.
Ah, truth.
Ma dai, Froggy, truth.
Truth. I understand truth.
I have to translate with my perfect English for you to understand.
Yeah, true.
If you want, I can talk in this way also.
Yeah.
No, because we are on the matter. I was going to ask you, Stefano, how you speak English so well, because in me as an Italian since 25 years, I'm trying to speak English and the people say I still speak like an Italian. I think it's not true, but what do you think, and do you have any tips?
Well, I can tell you, you're much better than me.
Ma no, this is flattery.
Yes.
Do not trust the Italians. They flatter. They flatter.
Can you speak a little bit with an Italian accent?
Now?
Yeah.
You want me speaking in
yeah.
the...
For example, I have another question for you.
Yeah.
You also make the sound during the Genius Brothers show, okay?
Yeah.
How do you manage to stay focused while the audience around you reach a non-ordinary state of consciousness which disrupts their ordinary seriousness?
Well, it was very difficult to be focused on my job there because I lost my seriousness many times. So it was a real big struggle to work for you.
Okay, thank you. But I have been surprised you managed to do both, huh? Both.
But it's a good thing, no?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I forgot to speak in Italian.
sorry.
Anyway, I love Genius Brothers.
Allora, it's my turn, Froggy. Yeah, wait. Allora, dear Stefano, one more question. And the last one. Would you have something else to say, which we would be unable to guess in this universal scope, but at this precise moment?
At this precise moment, I can tell you something about the microphones we are using.
Exactly, but Giuseppina.
Ma Froggy,
it's a really difficult question that I myself will be unable to answer.
Yes, but I know the Italian or Ovilian. I know they can answer. They are not like you, Froggy.
Maybe, but Stefano is my friend. He's first Ovilian before being Italian. And an Eurovignan sound engineer, it is precious. And an Eurovignan does not answer this kind of question. I'm desolated.
But I too am Eurovignan, Froggy, and I can answer this kind of question.
But so go ahead and answer, and don't make this furibonda eyes.
Furibondi.
Furibondi eyes.
Ma no, I would never answer, but not now. Allora, next Friday, live at 11:30 a.m. Sorry, 10:30 a.m. maybe.
Okay, and me, I will reply by podcast on the Euroville Radio site. Maybe, may it be like that.
Okay, allora see you next Friday, I agree.
Me too. So that was great, no?
Ma what time next Friday?
Next Friday, 9:30.
Ma 10:30, dai Froggy. By the way, what was the off-topic question we had to ask?
Well, that's exactly the question you just asked me now.
Ma awesome, this is a great ending.
Oh, yeah. And a chronic with enough topic questions. You have to sing about it.
Yeah, and we do it. It's awesome.
Yeah, it's great. See you. A plus. Ciao, Stefano. Bye.
Grazie.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Au revoir. But don't make ses yeux furibonds.
Ma dai, Froggy. Ciao, Froggy. Dai.
Yeah, but your eyes furibonds. Furibonda. How you said?
Furibondi.
Furibondi.
This is Orville Radio, voices from the City of Dome.